This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More Knowledge, More Wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. Our goal is to go over the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. With any personal questions you may have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we specialize in comprehensive financial planning that goes over where you are today, where do you want to go in the future. It goes over Social Security planning, tax planning, investments, estate planning, insurance, leasing a car, owning a car, renting, buying, folks, you name it. Anything that involves a dollar sign. And folks, we've been offering a free financial assessment where we typically charge $500 for this assessment. And we are offering that to you at no cost to help relate this show to your specific situation. Now, we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Folks, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out and just reference the radio and you will pay nothing for this assessment. Folks, our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com. For short, we'll go over all important topics that you want to discuss, and we'll actually find some things that you didn't even know that were out there. So please feel free to take advantage. Now, today I wanted to talk to you about this volatile market. These markets have been going up, down, left, right, you name it. And for what? For what reason? And we've been talking about trade wars with China. We've been talking about now about Saudi Arabia and somebody getting killed inside the consulate. There's issues with Turkey still. There's just issues, I feel, no matter what, everywhere. And a lot of this, always, whatever you hear, there is a trickle effect for this. The trickle effect is, what happens today? How does that affect what happens tomorrow? A great example. Why is an issue inside a consulate in Turkey, in a Saudi Arabian consulate, in Turkey, how does that affect America? And why should we care? Is this just the media acting up again, trying to give us something to worry about for no reason at all? Here's the secret. And here's actually the secret for you and I to not be millionaires, not be billionaires. We could be trillionaires, folks. Listen up closely. This is it's a simple concept, but extremely difficult to predict. And what it is with the information that comes out today, like what's happening with Saudi Arabia and Turkey. What happens today, what is the ripple effect of that in the future? So how does that affect future events? Let me give you an example. If the world, including America, ends up sanctioning Saudi Arabia, I believe Germany has already said, we are not going to sell you arms anymore. And that's where America, that sells $100 billion a year, and they have almost a half a trillion dollar agreement of selling arms to Saudi Arabia, they're talking about potentially stopping that. I'm not sure if they're going to stop the whole thing or if they're going to start part of it. But man, oh man, what does that do to companies like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop even? What does that do? Because that defense and aerospace have been skyrocketing lately. Imagine if all of a sudden their business gets cut. Telling a company like Raytheon, you're not going to get $50 to $100 billion in revenues. This affects the stock market. This affects that specific company. Folks, this is important because this is how it works in the stock market. Anything that happens today has a ripple effect on the future. There was a fantastic episode one time of The Simpsons. I grew up watching The Simpsons, and I loved it. There was this funny episode where Homer Simpson, a character on that show, he had this magical toaster that took him back into time. He pushed it down, and it took him back 100 million years ago with dinosaurs. And then he remembers, okay, if I can't touch anything, because if I just do anything, it's going to have a ripple effect on the future. That little bug I killed today, well, that bug could have saved somebody's life, which compounded into saving hundreds of lives, which could have compounded into saving millions of lives. And sure enough, he accidentally stepped on a bug. And that bug ended up, sure enough, changing the future as you knew it. And this is how you can make $1 trillion, is by figuring out what the ripple effect of the news that comes out today is. And keep in mind, there is a short-term reaction to that, where you and I react, and there's a long-term reaction to that. This is what makes the stock market fun. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And yes, today it sounds like I was talking about Homer Simpson, but no, the point is how it talks about the stock market and how the stock market has a ripple effect based on the information you know today. And that hurts you really bad if you're invested in Boeing, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, whatever the case is. That hurts you, because now those stocks are going to get affected, and they have been affected by the news that's coming out. This is the problem with investing in individual stock. I mean, hey, it's great. Apple stock is fantastic. Amazon is great, until Apple's new rival, which is not out yet, called Banana, comes out and puts them out of business. Or all of a sudden, Alibaba, which is the Chinese version of Amazon, wants to come out and sell to you and I. Things can change instantly. Everything is fantastic. Everything is great until it's not. That's why it's so important to prepare. Preparing, and by having a properly invested portfolio, preparing is a lot better than repairing later. And this is the key that people don't always see. The key of this is that volatility is normal. News coming out is normal. And when you react to that, in just specific news, that is an instant ramification. For example, if all of a sudden somebody bumps into you and pushes you, you have an immediate reaction. The immediate reaction for you to be calm and composed and to walk away, just saying, you know what, I'm not going to get myself in this situation. Or some people might react and push them back, or maybe even cause further retaliation. Now, that's a short-term reaction. That's a short-term decision that you make. Just like if you buy a stock or sell a stock, that's short-term. What's the long-term ramifications? Long-term ramifications of retaliating with somebody, of pushing them back or doing more, is potentially you can be sued, you can be imprisoned, you can be fined, you can lose your job. These are long-term ramifications, which is why some of us won't act that way and probably might walk away. The stock market is the exact same way. There are short-term, where you can buy or sell, or long-term, where you can either make a lot of money or lose a lot of money. For example, when the stock market dropped in 2008, if you sold everything, you lost a lot of money. And still lost a lot of money because you never got to write it back up. But if the stock market, when it dropped, you actually found some extra money laying around or sold some bonds and bought into some stocks, which is, by the way, a form of rebalancing, then you actually made money, and you made a lot more money. You over doubled your money. And this is the issue that people have. They think more on the short term. Whether it's short-term pleasures and spending their money when they shouldn't be, whether it's short-term decisions, doing bad things that they shouldn't be doing, like going out in your 20s when you remember the crazy things that you probably have done that you regret, that you try to have not your kids not do. This is a normal thing. And life is like this, folks. Life is volatile. It's ups and downs. Relationships. I love my wife. My wife, Sophia, is fantastic. But just like everybody else, there's ups and downs. That is healthy. That is normal. The stock market, fantastic. You will make money in the stock market, assuming you don't buy individual stocks that can either do great or bad. You will if you go into certain indexes. you will make money long term. But as you and I know, they go up and down, up and down, up and down. It might take you a year, 5, 10 plus years. But it's normal. Ups and downs are normal. I'll go as far as saying it's human nature. You know, when you put yourself on a machine where like the echogram or whatever the machine's called that measures your heart, AKG, or where it measures your heart rate, where they put you up into the doctor's office and they got your pulse. You see your pulse, how it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. That's normal. It's human nature. You know what happens when you're dead? It flatlines. No more volatility. Which means it's human nature for ups and downs in the stock market, ups and downs in relationships, ups and downs in your professional career. This is normal. It's human nature. It's how you react. And are you going to react in the short term, crawl up in a little ball and do nothing, whether that's in the stock market, whether that's in relationships, or whether that's in the professional career? Or are you going to get up and do something about it? Unfortunately, a lot of people are short-sighted. They don't look at the long term. That's not how they're equipped. But that's why it's important to have somebody there, whether it's a loved one, whether it's a friend, whether it's a spouse, whether whoever it is, you need someone there. And in our case, we are a professional that help, that makes sure you're seeing and doing the right thing. Professional guidance that will help with your finances, that will help with your overall situation, that will guide you of what to do and what not to do, because you are an emotional creature with ups and downs. And that's just reality. The mistakes you've made in your life is due to emotion. You know why a lawyer, when they get in trouble in the courtroom, you know what they do? They don't represent themselves. They hire another attorney to represent them. So folks, we're going to talk a lot more about this. We're going to go on a quick little break. We're going to talk about emotional finance and things that are driving the market. But if you need help, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We'll be right back. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. And what we went over last segment was going over just the emotional volatility and looking at your financial situation, your emotional situation, your mental situation, your professional situation on a short-term and a long-term basis. And understanding that there are short-term and long-term ramifications of every decision that you do today. And the way to understand what happens to the stock market is these events that happen now, what are the ramifications, the future ramifications of the events that happen today? Now, I was talking about that earlier and joking, almost very dry joke, of you can be a trillionaire by understanding what is the future ramification of the events that happen today, whether the market goes up or goes down. The problem is the market does not have logic. The market does not care what you do, what you think, how you act. It has its own set of parameters. And everything is great until it's not great. For example, you don't know the sales of a company until they report it. And the second that gets reported, it either goes up or down. And something is fantastic in a company until the CEO decides to tweet something. And all of a sudden, that tweet can cause serious ramifications. You know how I know that? Ask Elon Musk. So the idea is very simple. And investments are so easy, especially in your retirement accounts, your IRAs, and 401ks. And that is to stay globally diversified in the form of indexes. It's the only true way to help reduce your risk, not eliminate it, but to reduce your risk long term. Understanding that any event that happens today will affect the market, good or bad, but having a strategy in place to act on it. Imagine actually having the one thing in your life that you can remove emotion on is staying disciplined in your finances. Now, it's hard when you have a set budget to spend $5,000 a month and all of a sudden something breaks in the house, there's a repair that needs to be done, you need to buy a car, there's just something you have to spend money on. So we understand that, which is why we're talking about the nest egg that you have today. And most people try to save what they have left over, which is so wrong. They're like, okay, let's say I bring in $6,000 a month, but I spend $5,000. I'll just save what I have left over. That is so backwards. The recommendation that I will give to you is to save up front. Save that $1,000 up front so you only have $5,000 left over. And once you have the $5,000 left over, you might have money left over after that. And then you can even save more on top of it. This is part of emotional discipline. This is part of financial discipline. That is still a hard thing to do for some people, which is why if you can eliminate one sense, one factor of emotional behavior, of non-disciplined behavior, and just avoid these individual stocks that are like roller coasters, and have a disciplined strategy in place where you can proactively take advantage of this normal human event of volatility, whether, like we said, it's professional volatility, emotional volatility, relationship volatility, any type of volatility, having something in place to take advantage of it, that's the key. And if you need help putting this together, if what I'm talking about sounds like you, folks, this is what we specialize in, not emotional volatility with relationships, but how it relates to your personal finances. And that's why people seek out professionals. We don't do our own dentistry. We don't do our own doctoral procedures on us. No, we have professionals for that. And folks, give us a call because we are offering a free financial assessment where we can help relate having a disciplined strategy, what we're talking about here on the radio, to you in regards to your finances, even your professional careers, letting you know that there is going to be changes in your profession guaranteed, just with automation, with robotics, with artificial intelligence, and so on. But it's being prepared for all of this. Folks, we can help. We see the path that you're going through because we've helped thousands of people like you go through the same path. Folks, give us a call as we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falcon, WP.com. For short. Now, folks, if you're just joining us here, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend where we're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we're just talking about being disciplined, understanding that there are volatilities in the market, understanding that there are situations that happen that are out of your control. And instead of being upset about it, instead of being scared about it, it's learn to be excited. Now, that's easier said than done. But when I say be excited about it, what I'm saying in addition to that is having a strategy in place so you are now excited, so you can prepare for it. And that's the difference. It's very similar if your house leaks, if you have a plumbing issue. Now, I'm not telling you to be excited if you have a plumbing issue, but let's just say you have home warranty on your house and you bought this thing. You paid $500 a year for this home warranty. Now, finally, you can use it. You just pick up the phone, call them, they'll fix the plumbing issue, and it will only cost you a $60 deductible. Could have saved you thousands. This is preparation. So you see the opportunity that happens and you can capitalize off on it. It's like disability insurance. Nobody wants to get disabled. But at least if they were to get disabled, now they have insurance to help supplement their income. These are important factors that a lot of people miss. Yet again, you want to prepare, which is better than repairing. And this is the theme I would heavily, heavily recommend, is to take a look at every situation in your life and know that there is always, for every action, there's a reaction. I didn't make that up. But knowing that reaction, there is two ramifications. There is the short-term ramification, and there is a long-term ramification. And understanding that there are two different outcomes at these two different times. One will be the short-term, one will be the long-term. What are you doing today in your financial situation to prepare yourself for these short-term or long-term outcomes? What are you doing? You have to be doing something. You need a strategy in place. Because we already talked about the events that are happening in the world. Interest rates are going up. How does that affect your bond portfolio? You have international issues. How is that affecting your stock portfolio, especially on the international side? You had the U.S. stock market drop 1,300 points plus over a two-day period. How are you reacting to that? And don't you get sick and tired of reacting to that? How great would it be for you to be proactive? To be proactively taking advantage of these volatile times. I'm not trying to say you can't lose. That's foolish. I'm not trying to say you can time markets. Anybody who says that are crazy people. They're nuts. It's been proven. Nobody out there has ever been able to time the markets consistently. Find me the person who sold in October 2007 and bought in February and March of 2009. They don't exist. That's why I asked you to find them for me. So knowing what strategies are available to you. And when I talk about staying in indexes, when I talk about avoiding individual companies, when I talk about your situation and taking control of the disciplined approach of your investments, this is what a lot of people don't do. Unfortunately, I see this every day. Everybody at our firm at Falcon Wealth Planning, we see what people are doing on a daily basis. They come to us for help because they know it's wrong. Why? Because they're retiring in 5 to 10 years or maybe already retiring, and they know that they're sitting on the sidelines because they're scared. And they're scared and they missed out on opportunity. They sold out when the market was at 18,000 or 20,000. Well, guess what? It's at over 25,000 right now. That's a pretty big run-up. You lost 20%, over 20%, depending. Could have been 40%. At that point, who cares if the market drops 20%? Because if you did nothing, or if you sold out and did nothing, you would have missed out on a 40% up roar. So we need to understand that nobody is fully smart. Nobody fully understands what's going to happen. The second you realize you're not smart, you will start doing better in your financial situation. Actually, if you stop getting smart with your friends, or stop being smart with your spouse, or start being smart with your loved ones and family, and I say that in a condescending way, you will realize that life actually gets simpler. Sometimes just be normal. Now, being normal sometimes is boring, but boring works. I used to say when my kids were born, I don't want anything special. Just give me normal kids. I just want normal. I just want 10 toes and 10 fingers. That's all I want. I ask for nothing crazy. And so what you need to understand is, you know what's normal for the stock market? A 10% return. That's what's normal. I'd be pretty happy with an annualized 10% return. Now, with that being said, that assumes you're invested all in the stock market, but it's knowing what strategies are available. And folks, if you need help with this, if you need help putting together a disciplined strategy to help avoid these volatile times where you can start to capitalize on it, folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or we can help put you on the proper path to enjoy your financial future. That's what we do. Folks, that was a fast show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach out to our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone to get this episode or any one of our previous other episodes. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Tune in every weekend, as we want to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week. God bless.